Thank you very much, Pete.
Are we on?
Yep, it's not one, but we're on, just so that we're ready.
One of those days, isn't it?
Would you like something to drink?
No, thank you.
All right, it is 1:00. We'll call the meeting to order. Has everyone had a look at the agenda? Any add-ons or additions?
I have a couple of additions that I have added, which is communications number 15, Broken Head River Planning District, notice of public hearing. That's the only one that I have added for you.
Can I add White Oak Manor?
Number, new business 6?
No. Anything else? Could we have a mover for that, please? Seconder?
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
Has everyone had a look at the meeting, at the minutes?
Okay.
Seconder? All in favor?
Aye.
Payment of accounts, can we have a resolution for that, please? Can we have a mover?
Stare.
Seconder?
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
And this is...
Two paychecks, don't we excuse yourself?
Yeah, okay. I can't...
We got a mover and a seconder for the two paychecks.
Chair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Can we have a mover for that, please?
Okay.
Seconder?
Stare.
All in favor?
Aye.
And do we have one for childcare? No?
No, none this time. It was only addition for interest. And if I could please have the financial statement if council's reviewed and are ready to adopt for ending April.
Can we have a mover for that?
McDougald.
Seconder.
Monkey.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, let's, we'll leave this other stuff out and we'll just go to Larissa's.
Yes,
thank
please.
You for coming. And this is the update on planning and zoning.
Larissa is our regional manager from the community planning branch in Beaujolais, and that's for Manitoba Municipal Relations. And she's come to share, just to explain again, the zoning and planning scheme information, kind of what comes first, the chicken or the egg, what you have abilities to change and what you do not. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hi, I'm Larissa Svensson. As has been said, I'm giving you a very brief presentation today. It's just a very high-level overview. If you want me to come back someday and bore you with an hour and a half of details, feel free to ask. You have a paper copy of the presentation there, so I'm just going to go through, firstly, the Planning Act, development plans, zoning bylaws, subdivisions, our newly introduced service standards, our role as a community planning branch office, and some different resources that you can obtain. So there is a planning pyramid, and it shows basically the hierarchy of planning documents in the province of Manitoba. And at the very top is legislation. That's the Planning Act. Below that we have regulations, which would include the subdivision regulation, the provincial planning regulation, and that regulation has the provincial land use policies. And there are several others that you probably wouldn't have use for, like a special planning regulation, that sort of thing. Below that are development plan bylaws. Those are adopted to be consistent with both those provincial land use policies and the Planning Act. Secondary plan bylaws, you don't have any, but they would be used for a specific area. Say you wanted to do a secondary plan for Whitemouth specifically, like a specific area of it, or a heritage plan, something like that. That would fall in between. Below that is a zoning bylaw, which has to be consistent with both secondary plans and development plans. And then below that, you're into variances, conditional use orders, development agreements, and buildings and development permits. So as I said, the Planning Act is the legislative framework for planning in Manitoba. It provides for the creation of planning districts, which you are a part of, and it requires that all municipalities adopt development plans and zoning bylaws. So the development plan is a long-term vision for how development should occur in a municipality or planning district. You have a development plan that is planning district-wide, so it's the Whitemouth-Reynolds Planning District's development plan. So that would be under the authority of the Planning District Board. It provides the direction for implementation of adopted policies, and it's where we look when we're reviewing subdivisions. So those subdivision proposals have to be consistent with that Whitemouth-Reynolds Planning District Development Plan. So that will have policies, for example, agricultural areas. Your lot size has to be a minimum of 80 acres, but there are exceptions for retiring agricultural producers, excess yard sites, that sort of thing. So anytime you're reviewing a subdivision, that's the document you're looking to first, just to make sure it's consistent with the policies for the designated area it's in. These development plans have to be consistent with those provincial land use policies I mentioned, and those speak to protection of prime agricultural lands, livestock operations, flood hazard and erosion mitigation. So it speaks to a wide variety of provincial interests where it with respect to land use, water, transportation, those sorts of things. And then when we're doing that development plan review, our office as the provincial planners are looking to make sure that that development plan meets the required land use policies under the planning provincial planning regulation. As I mentioned, all development plans have to have a livestock operation policy, and then it has to have a map that shows designations. So typically those are reviewed every 5 years. Your development plan has a different deadline written in. That's an option, so it's got a little bit of a longer review period just because it's not a, you know, extremely high growth area and your policies are likely not going to change every 5 years. But every time it's reviewed, it's a very comprehensive examination. There has to be public engagement. And then depending on, you know, your population growth and the demands in the community, you might be looking at additional studies before that development plan can be drafted. And those would include wastewater, drinking water, any environmental issues that you need to look at. And then you're looking at population demographics and supply and demand.
When was ours last review?
Oh, I believe it was 2020-ish. So, yeah, and I think we wrote in 7 or 8 years, so you have time. Yeah. the next level of planning document is your zoning bylaw. So that's the RM of Whitemouth zoning bylaw, and that's implementing those development plan policies on a much more specific and technical level. It has to be consistent with the development plan. So, for example, a rural residential zone needs to be consistent with a rural residential designation in your development plan, likewise for agricultural uses. It's outlining as well your permitted and conditional uses in each zone. So permitted being a by right use, and a conditional use being something that requires a public hearing and council's approval with or without conditions. It also has site requirements for yards, areas, widths, heights, that sort of thing. And those are typically what you would see variances for, where people aren't meeting those minimum or maximum standards. And the map also, there's also an accompanying mapping that would show the zones. So again, those zones are consistent with the designations in the development plan, typically. You might see the odd zoning for an existing use that's existed for a long time. Say there's a gas station in an agricultural area, you know, we might do a spot zoning just to allow for that gas station to continue and not have to meet the requirements of an agricultural zone, which might be unreasonable. Next is subdivision. So in the RM of Whitemouth, all subdivision applications come to our office in Bossier. Subdivisions, as you probably know, are the division of land into parcels or lots. The Planning Act governs subdivision approval. It sets out what sort of conditions you can apply, what the process is for approval, when a hearing is required, that sort of thing. It must be approved by the municipality prior to consideration of approval by the province. So we receive the application, we circulate it to government departments and agencies for comment, we forward those comments along with our report and recommendations to council, and then we have to wait for council's resolution to come back to us before we can make a final decision. So if you reject a subdivision, we will also reject the subdivision. If you approve a subdivision and we've recommended you do not, we may reject that subdivision. And if you approve it with conditions, then we would issue that conditional approval letter to the applicants. It has all of the conditions that need to be met, including any conditions of council that the municipality requires. And they have 2 years to meet those conditions, and they can apply for an extension. And it usually takes...
So the province has the last say.
The province, if you reject, we reject. So.
And if we don't reject, you still might reject.
There is a possibility. You would be forewarned. we would communicate that. We would say so in our report that this doesn't meet your development plan bylaw. It doesn't meet your zoning. There are, you know, major objections from provincial department that can't be mitigated through conditions, that sort of thing.
Can we change our zoning?
Can you change your zoning?
Yeah.
Yes. As long as what you're proposing to change it to is consistent with your development plan, then you can. Yeah.
But that rejection, can it be the other way? Like if you approve it, can council reject it?
I wouldn't be able to do anything until I got it back from you. But okay, if I recommended approval in the report, yes, you can reject it.
Okay.
You can say that doesn't, you know, based on your knowledge of your own community, you could say, no, like, we have serious issues with that, and we reject it, and then I would also reject it. Mm-hmm. Something that was recently introduced with Bill 37 was the implementation of timelines that provide service standards for applicants. So a minor subdivision approval has to receive a council decision within 60 days of you receiving that report from us. A standard subdivision, you have 90 days. You have 90 days to complete a development agreement from the time of your resolution. Acceptance of a development permit application, you have 20 days to review that. And a zoning amendment, you have 90 days to the hearing. So in terms of our office, we can help you with mapping needs, background studies. We can help with development plan, zoning bylaw, amendment, mapping, and text. We can help you with hiring consultants for major document reviews, planning act interpretation, funding assistance through our Building Sustainable Communities Fund. We are the approving authority, as I said, for subdivisions and public reserve closings, and we are the lead on the technical review committee for livestock proposals. So if you have a livestock expansion or a new operation in excess of 300 animal units, we would lead that technical review process.
And that doesn't mean 300 animals, does it?
No, that's animal units, and it will depend on the type of animal. It's a lot of chickens. I have a few resources here. We have our planning handbook that was just released. I don't know if you all have a copy, but it's got some handy charts and checklists for all of our planning processes. And it just outlines all of these steps and provides some explanations of the legislation. And then, as I mentioned, we have the Building Sustainable Communities Fund. Municipalities and planning districts are eligible. There's a wide variety of development projects that we fund, including development plan and zoning bylaw reviews and secondary plans if you are interested in that. We fund up to 50% of eligible expenses to a maximum of $75,000, and the submission deadline for this year has passed, but it's offered on an annual basis if you're interested in anything for next year. That was a lot of information in a short amount of time. If you have any questions.
The handbooks, is there any that are already printed that we could pick up for each member, or I just print them off?
You would have to print them off. We didn't have any printed.
Are they available to the public?
Yeah, they're on our website.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Because, I mean, a person would have to read through. This is a lot to absorb in a few minutes.
It really is, yeah. And the handbook is really good for laying out each individual section of the Act and then each process through checklists. And we have templates for your various orders and notices and that sort of thing. So it's really handy to have.
Okay. So they don't have any ready that we can pick up then?
We didn't print them, no.
But you can print them?
You can print them, yep. You can download the PDF off our website and print them.
We'll print them.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have some extra ones that the public can pick up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, put you on hand for sure. We can do that. If that's okay with the council?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it something, Larissa, that we would be able to put on our website as well, or we really maybe shouldn't be doing that?
You might want to link it to ours because we are going to do continuous updates to it.
Okay.
You know, there's
We can tell our ratepayers that the one we're providing at the office is the one that we received that was current as of today.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yes, because there's some more bills in the hopper. So
that's
what there will be there'll be changes,
yeah,
you know, as things change. Yeah.
Just that they're available. In the office. So when you were saying the time frames, I just want to be clear, if you don't mind, on so completion of development agreement, that is council.
Council, yeah.
Subdivisions, they have 60 days, council has 60 days, council has 60 days. Acceptance of development permit application. Now, that's if a ratepayer has a change that they would like. Or exactly, I just would like that one explained with the 20 days, please, if you don't mind.
That is a completed application for some sort of development. So if they're, and not to be confused with a building permit, because
yeah,
that's different.
Mm-hmm.
So a development permit is something issued under your zoning bylaw for, like it could be a use, it could be a structure. Usually you are combining your building and development permits. So that it's just that development permit end. But it has to be complete. So if there's outstanding information or fees or they require other signatures, like that clock doesn't start until
okay,
everything is in your file.
Okay. Thank you. So, council, is there any questions that you might have in regards to this presentation, or you want to just...
Well, we may have, but we can get Colleen can send them to you anyway.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I really appreciate that you may be able to take time and come back if they feel that they can...
If you want to do the longer one?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that that's just lovely to have that offer, because if they need more, then you don't mind spending the time with them, and really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
We have two clients. Do you mind if I just see if there's any...
Sure.
Any questions at all?
No, nothing additional.
Okay.
But if you have any, let's...
Yeah, no, but you know what? It's just, I just thought since we were here, I wanted to make sure that we got the opportunity, that we gave them the same opportunity. Well, that's it for us, Lisa.
Okay.
We just really
thank
appreciate
you.
Your time.
Yeah, and any other questions, just send them on over.
Gotcha.
It's very long.
It is.
There's a lot of graphics, though, so.
Just one more question before you leave. Mm-hmm. For me and Duncan, is there any kind of, like, we're on planning, is there anything we should be kind of looking at or something?
I think the most important thing, like I said, is when you're reviewing those subdivision proposals, you're looking to that Weightmouth Reynolds Planning District Development Plan and those policies. So any proposal that comes to you that we're circulating, you want to make sure that it's consistent with that first and foremost, and then with your zoning bylaw as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would say that's the most important thing. But if you have other specific questions, you can let me know.
Well, yeah, I mean, Margaret's been a great help.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Margaret's
great.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Margaret is good at deciphering if we need, so
yeah.
It's been good.
Yeah, and if, you know, if there's a complicated one and you want us to come out and walk you through it, yeah, by all means, just ask and we'll come to the meeting as well.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Morris.
Thank you.
Your
good
availability
afternoon.
Is really appreciated. That's great.
I can this way.
Usually from them.
To your planning board?
Yeah.
So from Bossier.
From Bossier. Let's see,
okay, thank you.
Explains everything, their position.
Yeah, okay.
Really... I just walked her out and just said to make sure council knows she's happy to come back at any time.
Well, you can get some of those books and have them.
I will.
And it'll take a month to read through them.
You will get them printed off for sure.
It's not something that's simple. Okay, we will go back to public works. Anything? That'll be in the committees. Everything's in the activity coordinator's report is in your minutes. Senior utility report is in there. Any reports of committees? There's one here, Whitmore Reynolds, again, that's in the minutes. Any verbal reports of committees? Duncan?
I have nothing.
Blaine?
No.
Delmer?
I was at PAC last night.
Pardon?
I was at PAC last night.
And how did that go?
It went well. We're trying to get some junior members to go, like, to join the CDC board as part of a credit program to get young people involved in community boards.
So the PAC was trying to get members?
We are, CDC.
Oh, CDC.
Trying to get them, and they're interested in it.
Every group that's out there is looking for people for members.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to use the school work credit, volunteer credit, to get the students in, so then they'll get the personnel in, but then the students get the credits at the end of the...
Most organizations can't even find the students right now.
Mm-hmm.
Just one thing on the public works there. We've had a few complaints come in about the grading and all that happening and that, so we're gonna go and take a little tour and check some of our roads out and see what the heck is going on. It seems to be in one area more than the other, so we're gonna go for a little tour and check her all out.
There's some reasons, but we know about the tour. What I was gonna bring, while you're on that, yesterday with Valley Fire, is that coming up later on in the agenda? Okay, I won't talk about that.
For this public works tour, could I maybe look at a date that councils, so that I could get the handy van and everything organized, if that's something council's wanting to do?
Well, it was something we did years ago, every, that way instead of...
But we couldn't with COVID.
No, instead of listening to people, I mean, they have a legit complaint or a concern that's out there, so if we go together in, get the handy van, Duncan's got a license, right?
Would you mind driving us?
And then we have a look at these and we go from one end to the other, find out. And it worked really well a few years back, so it's time to do that.
So I guess what I need to know is a tentative date of council, that they are available to...
Well, first we gotta know when the handy van's available, right?
We'll check their schedule.
Or book a date anyways, that it's open.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Book a date.
This week? Get her done. Check those places out.
Thursday, I can't go. Thursday and Friday, I can't go.
So this week is out.
Yeah.
Let's shoot for next Tuesday.
What's next Tuesday?
30th.
No, next Tuesday's the 16th.
No, I have a dentist appointment too.
I don't have a dentist appointment, but I gotta take my wife.
Oh, I should say 16th, yeah. 17th.
We have appointment on Tuesday.
17th.
In South Beach.
What?
17th is no good?
Oh, no, I thought he said the 30th.
Aren't we at a meeting on the 17th? Or we're not going to that?
You've got one on the agenda, okay.
I'm looking for the 17th.
Wednesday, the 17th? Yeah.
There is one on the agenda here, but...
Okay, so what we're gonna say is tentatively...
17th.
May 17th?
Yeah.
And what time will you be here?
9:00.
9:00 AM.
Got it. I'll work at it and I will definitely get open.
It'll be an all-day thing, it'll take that long if you wanna make sure you check everything.
So we meet here?
Yeah, meet here. Depending on how Duncan drives, bring a hard hat.
Put the jaws on it.
Okay, so...
So tentatively, I'll have that and I'll confirm back to council.
Any other committees?
Sorry, Delmer, did you say CDC?
Yeah.
Did you guys have a meeting, CDC?
Oh, that was last...
Okay, I noticed a new Facebook group, a CDC thing, I'm wondering what you guys are up to, CDC, sorry.
They wanna one start it and it's still in planning of what we wanna put up, but they have a few ideas that they wanna put together and finish up on before anything's put up there.
Okay.
They just wanted the page available so they could start gathering people and...
Can we get minutes of your meetings, if you guys don't mind, just...
Sure.
I have them all set, they're calling this afternoon and...
And CDC, you have a meeting tonight?
Tomorrow.
Morning?
Tomorrow. Wednesday night.
Okay.
So would you like...
That's not the information I had, because I was asked to have copies ready because you had a meeting tonight. Just saying, I have nothing to do with CDC, but the copies will be here tonight in case.
Okay, and would you prefer I just wait until after this next meeting and then send the minutes from that?
No, we'll be, yeah, take whatever you have.
We could get whoever does the meetings, just send them to Colleen.
Yep.
But the meeting's Wednesday, right?
But you first better figure out whether your meeting's today or tomorrow.
I don't know that, I was just asked to have copies ready and my task will be completed for you.
Were you coming today?
No, tomorrow. Meetings are always Wednesday.
Thanks, Jim. I didn't have any, I have museum tonight, also worked. The only work we had is we had the open house at Seven Sisters last week. I think Kathy sent it to you, it's in your minutes. Anything else on, anything on public works on...
No, I wasn't, municipal's in there.
And then next week is public works anyway.
Yeah.
It's just gonna be later.
Everything else was in the report, so that was just one of the things that's come.
Okay.
Down the phone line.
Now, we're calling, we don't have 2 o'clock yet, so we may as well go to communications.
Please, that would be great.
Penner Underground offered to purchase 2 lots at $25,000 each. Can we have a mover and everyone's comfortable and, yes.
Stair?
Stair?
All in favor?
Aye.
Senior utility operator Campbell, utility compliance reports. I think what Glenn here is looking for when I read through it and you guys would've got it too, is he's not getting audits from the provincial water anymore, and he would like to have that. Glenn really likes to stay on top of that, so I think he wants us to lobby for him, is that it, more or anything?
He'd like us to, you know, try to get where that's reinstated.
Yeah, they've stopped it, but it's, again, those are things out of our hands, but Glenn is still from the school, he likes to have that stuff. And it's only handy for him, because then he can show the ratepayers everything that's there all the time, that's why he likes it. So what do? Send them a letter?
Is it okay if I pursue them, just to let them know that, like, we still feel it's information that
yeah,
is...
you may not get it, but that's
yeah.
okay.
Is it okay
no.
if I
yeah.
just...
Yeah, no.
Okay, thank you. So I'll refer that to admin to complete.
Yeah. Number 3, White Wolf Dogs offered to purchase 2 lots at $25,000 each. Can we have a mover and a seconder?
Okay.
Seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, number 4, Rural Municipality of Lac Da Bonnie Golf Tournament on July 6, 2023, save the date poster, okay, info.
Do we need a resolution
Not
for
yet.
That?
No.
Number 5, Duets Mechanical offer to purchase lots in an alternate form, we're going to refer that to in camera. Everyone agrees?
Correct.
Yeah.
Okay. Number 6, Manitoba Hydro Street Lighting Agreement.
Okay.
Seconder for that, please.
Step.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Community Futures Winnipeg River Northeast Man Municipal Forum on May 8th, 2023. That was yesterday. We need a resolution for that today.
The first time we ever received it late that I couldn't do the
yeah,
resolution
no,
the last
the,
meeting.
Missed our meeting, so.
Yeah,
do we have a mover for that?
Monkey.
Seconder?
Skarek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number 8, Canadian Nuclear Laboratories, temporary safety stand down at CNL Whitechill. It's an informational
okay.
stuff that's in your package. Any questions? No. All in favor?
Aye.
We don't need a favor when we're talking. Number 9, Association of Manitoba Municipalities, Eastern District Meeting in the Rural Municipality of St. Anne on June 16th, 2023. We do need a resolution for that to end. So can we have a mover for that, please?
I won't be there.
You won't be there, that's fine.
Stiff.
Seconder?
Stiff.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
It's just a resolution for people. If they don't attend, they don't attend.
Yeah. Just
the, hey.
I'm just staying that will not be there.
Yeah, that's right. Number 10, Municipal Emergency Coordinator Tobias, open house recap. You all read the recap. I think you got a couple extra volunteers or something out of all that. I did notice in that letter.
What she's working on, and they?
Yeah, she got a couple more, but I know that was just but for coming up. But I did notice we had another resignation on from their board or whatever it is. Did you see that? Did everybody see it?
Yeah.
Not that it matters. But anyway, we need a resolution to attend, and that is something that is in their budget already, and it's June 20th. And I can't see what you got up there.
Whereas the Manitoba Association of Municipal Emergency Coordinators Association will be holding their convention in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Now, therefore, be it resolved that 3 members of our Whitemouth Emergency Response Team, Andrew Vamaragan, be hereby authorized to attend same, and be it further resolved that they be reimbursed as per municipal bylaws. That is a 1 day.
So there's no hotels or nothing that needed that we know of, right?
Correct.
Okay. K, Can we have a mover for that, please?
Okay.
Seconder.
McDougall.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number 11, Canadian Nuclear Laboratories Leaders Meeting for Restoration and Their Future Plans Resolution. And this here is the member that's we have. Who's our member?
Aye.
Okay. And then two other leaders. This is probably a pretty big deal for this. This will give you an update on the region, on where, what's happening in the Whiteshell, what is going on. So.
I have a proposed resolution for the May 30th for Councillor Stead, Councillor Stark, and Reeve Amaragan, Council sees fit.
Is Delmer here to designate? Okay. Can we have a mover for that?
McDougall.
Seconder?
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Number 12, Manitoba Emergency Measures Organization Pilot Project for Emergency Management Portal Information. Number 13, Rural Manitoba Economic Development Corporation Eastern Region Meeting.
This one I was not sure, so I have a resolution. If anybody sees fit, just to let me know.
Anybody on there? What is this, Manitoba Economic Development Corp? That's not our CDC.
No, no. I just wasn't sure, so that's why I just wasn't sure who might like to participate.
Well, among me, I got enough.
Anybody available that would like to attend?
When is it?
May 17th.
Oh, May 17th.
Oh, that date doesn't work, does it? Maybe that's a meeting I was talking about that was coming up May 17th. Okay.
Anybody?
Don't need a resolution. Thank you. Just let it go. Number 14, Manitoba Emergency Measures Organization Wildlife Preparedness Seminars. Again, it's information. They'll just tell us what we have to do anyway, in my opinion.
That's online, eh, that one?
What?
It's online, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the government does. They're going to tell us what to do, and that's it.
Yeah.
Unfinished, oh, hold it. Brokenhead River Planning District Notice of Public Hearing. Okay, that's an informational meeting. That's something that we have to send out when there's a...
Yes, it's a law that they let us know.
Okay. Unfinished business. Lagoon update. Okay, request month for community meeting. Now, again, this is not going to be, and you can correct me, this is not a hearing. This is something that we as a council had agreed upon. If you guys don't like it, you can say here in a bit that as we move forward with these big projects, we will be doing it a little differently. We will get the ratepayers' input, so we will have a community meeting before we even start. We just have to find the right month because we want to make sure we have some of the funding in place. I don't know if we have it in place.
No.
Well, so let's make sure we, okay, so the funding's going to take a while to get into place, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So I was just wondering, because if we can start with at least a tentative date, that will show me who will be available, because we've asked Manitoba Water Services to participate.
Yeah.
And a municipal services officer if they would like. So I just was looking for a tentative start date. For the heck of it, I started out with September 11th. That's totally for council. I'm just letting you know that I'm happy to get organized if you'd like, but I need to just have a time frame to start on to get the people to be there.
Can I just, okay, and that's what we want to do. We just want the people to come out and help us do this project. I mean, it's their project. So. I would prefer calling that it's in October, because September you could be into middle of harvest with all of our farmers, and it's probably important to reach out to as many ratepayers as we can. I'd like to have as many as we can get to. Just, this isn't a bitch session, it's a session to figure things out, and which we haven't had in the past.
Well, October could be busy for them too, eh?
October? Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, could be. Or when you want it later?
I'm thinking November.
Eh?
November.
Okay. Just as long as we have a meeting with the public.
That's perfect. As long as we have, you know,
yeah.
just That was just a guesstimate, so no.
I'm fine if it's November, Tim. I have no issue.
Well, I'm just thinking of, for the farmers, whatever, October could be.
Could be, well, September, that's what I thought. I would just like to start a process where we get some input.
November works.
November?
Yep.
So November, you're going to fall into a few different things that I know council's going to be busy with. So I would like to recommend that you would be looking at the first week or second week of November.
When's it, or the last week
or
of October?
Or the last week of October.
No.
No, that's, I won't be here that week.
Or
tax time, yeah.
Well, they could come in and pay their taxes and.
Would you prefer a Monday night or a Tuesday night at 6? Let's start with that.
Tuesday,
November 7th at 6 p.m.?
Yeah, just pick a date, and if we find out that people can't attend, or these people, you're getting, who are you getting again? I missed that.
Manitoba Water Services, but I want to make sure they're here, so
yeah,
that
that's
they
good.
Can, you know,
bring us, yeah. Because we're, I mean, I guess it would be nice if we knew how much money we were getting at that time, but we're not. So.
Hopefully, we're asking at all times. And again, this is perfect because now it gives me an idea of when to secure our utilities.
You need to get as much money as you can before election.
Okay.
Okay. That good? Try that?
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Number two, White Mole Child Care Pilot Project. Updated fire and information. That's just info, it's all good.
Yes, it's all good. We're just making sure because of the utility connection there that council knew about the fire hydrant, and we did because they were all on
you
site, so thank you very much. And that the financial assistance agreement was signed, so yeah, so I think we're all good.
Number three, Twin Rivers Church request to connect to municipal water, report from our Public Works and Utility Department, and request for direction. Well, we all seen that cost, and it's high. I wouldn't say outrageous, it's just high. And I think the question that came back to us on that is, and what we probably have to do is, before we can move further, would be we'll look for funding in water. Is there any funding available to get water? To move?
I'll try.
Because, I mean,
it's not one that I've had on my list. I will definitely. Certainly.
I didn't think that was a bad price, Walter.
No, you
that
didn't?
Great distance.
Okay, well, no, I just looked at the number and went, holy smokes, what's a lot of money for?
But how many hookups? Is it just the one?
Well, it doesn't, no.
You don't have any of that yet.
Don't
so
have no numbers.
Yeah, they're working on that.
Let's take it from where it is now to the end.
Yeah.
Down one road, though, only. It could go.
What was that cost?
$700,000.
Just whatever.
Maybe it's not much.
So what you have in front of you now is,
if you had 50 connections,
well,
14,000 each. It's
so if
not
I
bad.
Have permission, then
well,
should
they
we be looking at contacting the people in those areas to see if there would be interest from
them? We should contact everybody in that whole loop.
Yeah.
Not just one road. Try service. It's up to the people. If they want it, they want it. If they don't want it, they don't want it.
Yeah.
So we'll start a grid, and we'll, for next meeting, we'll bring you an idea of who we would like to send to and give you a draft of what we'd like to send. Would that be okay? And then you can
get
your yes?
Would this be a door-to-door thing, or how do you go about this?
If you want to go door-to-door, you're welcome to. My staff wouldn't be.
No, I know.
I just utilize the mail.
Yeah, absolutely.
Word of mouth and mail.
Yeah. Yeah. So then, would you like us to do that for the next meeting? Bring you back a little possible grids and a draft letter? Would that help?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these people
and then
water,
next meeting, you can tell us to start on it, Eli.
See if we can get something.
Let us get you something back on that. And I talked to Mr. Brecken today and just asked him if he knew of any more along the way. And he said that some of the residents he thought wanted it. So I'm going to also work with him again to let him know that we're doing this, and he might have a little bit of input already of somebody he spoke to. So I'll keep in touch with him.
Okay. then we go to number four, is policy for complaints. Anyone want to move that? I checked into it one more time, and I'm gonna leave. But someone wants to move it.
He was gonna just like one.
You wanna talk about it a bit, Doug?
No, nothing. Just one part of the wording changed in it. Sorry. Bear with me. There's a line in it.
Would a hard copy be of any assistance to you?
I'm looking over this.
Just in case there's a hard
copy. No, I think it was minor, but it was kind of an important word, I thought, in B. We've got policy A, B, C. In B, the way it's written here says priority will be given only to those complaints that are deemed a threat to the public's health, life, and safety. I'm proposing we take the word only out of there.
That was not something that was addressed to us before. The only thing we were addressing was council asked me to add in the last clause that you had. It was
mm-hmm.
not
well,
looking
that's okay
at
if you
yeah, but we've tabled it and I've
yeah.
gone over it again,
yeah.
so that's
no,
something
I'm just
that's coming.
That, yeah.
And I just, and you know, maybe it's only me, but to me that word only changes it. You know, it's a priority to whoever's making the complaint. So I don't want to tell them it's not a priority to us either. Even though, I mean, if you remove the word only, it's still clear that the priority is to public's health, life, and safety. But other complaints are a priority as well.
Okay, I hear you.
I don't know, you've got to read it a few times yourselves. Maybe nobody agrees with me, but I think it's important to remove that word only. That's all.
Well, I was.
I can take that back.
Well, I was thinking today as I wanted to move on with it, but I think it's what he's got there is legit. You guys read through it again, but next meeting, table it to next meeting, and we make a decision on it. Good?
Yeah, that was the only thing I
all right.
addressed. I was fine with that one addition that we put in.
Okay.
It was good.
You guys have to look at it.
I just want to circle it so that I can make sure.
Well, it's been on here 3-4 times, and I looked at everything this morning. I thought, time to deal with it and take it off. But that's not, I kind of agree with that a little bit, taking away only. Every complaint's a complaint.
Just so we make sure.
Want to change that, and then they can read it.
I mean, if everybody, or if enough agrees, I mean, we don't need to table it if everybody wants to move forward. That was just my.
If you would like to move it as with taking out the word only on policy letter B and continue to have the addition of if a bylaw or policy is not available for a certain complaint, administration is to advise council of same to include that, then that is the way that we would absolutely do the resolution if that's what council says.
It would be good for me.
Yeah. Fine.
Is council okay to move forward?
Yeah, move forward.
Okay, may I please have a mover?
Steph.
Second there.
McDougald.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
Completed task.
Done.
Be in your.
Because if we get every complaint, I'm just going to forward my. Oh, okay. That's number five, bylaw 74423 for Budget Financial Plan 2023, third and final reading resolution. That's just a minute. That also, that night, we also did did the reserve hearing on that, so you're clear with it, that night you were there.
Yeah.
And there was one person that was against that, and everyone else was in favor. But anyway, that's the, can we have a mover for that, please?
Pardon?
Seconder?
McDougald.
All in favor? I want to actually thank council for that. There was a lot of work put into that budget and administration.
Thank you very much.
To get that budget down to that, look at the expenses that were from last winter. And to bring on a $100,000 tax base, to bring that down to $200. Never mind assessments, we have no control of that, but on the mill rate, that's a lot of good work. Number six, Wild Sky, response from the White Mill Reynolds Planning District. I'm going to say that was referred to the delegation. Correct me on that.
Sorry, I'm just done. Okay, so now with what they brought us in their information, the actual planning district had thought that they were going to be able to share something. Our planning district secretary treasurer is just not as off right now, but I'm comfortable sharing that council, this is the information, was good morning. If there are uses in the zoning bylaw that have the potential for excess nuisances and other, they're currently listed as permitted uses. And you would have to do a zoning amendment to change them to any conditional uses. If the use is a conditional use, council can impose conditions. So it was just more information. I thought if she was here, then you know everybody would hear this the same thing. So I just wanted to make sure. So that will be the information that I will share back.
Yeah, that wasn't my question.
Okay. Can you clarify it then, please? Or I can get it back out and email you to make sure.
Sure.
What would you prefer?
Email works.
Let's do that so okay. I get it right.
Thanks, Colleen.
Thank you. So would you like this tabled at this point?
Yeah, I don't think that there's been a resolution.
Okay, thank you. I'll just get that from you and we'll make sure that we're on the right page.
Thanks
thank very much.
Okay. Number seven, fire inspector information resolution. We want to go intermunicipal with that, right?
That would highly be my recommendation now that I've received the information from the fire department. The fire department gave me three things. They were happy of receiving an applicant. They recommended we could look at Beaujolais has a fire inspector, and they recommended that we look at ABC, who has fire inspection services. So what I've done is I haven't gotten back to the client yet. Definitely, I have contacted Beaujolais, who is eager to work with us, told us to let us know what they need. We'll start working on an agreement if for council to look at if you see fit. I wanted to wait till get an agreement with Beaujolais until I talked to ABC, because I was also advised that they provide that service. ABC said they don't provide that service, but they had a friend, Ryan, that provided the service. Got in touch with Ryan through email, told him I'll be waiting to hear from him through ABC. No response back, so I would highly recommend that we jump and try to get involved with the Beaujolais. If council sees fit, I would start that.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Can we have a mover, please? Seconder?
And of course, I didn't put it here because I didn't know what council wanted, so be it resolved that. Administration. Contact. I won't say the name right. Actually, I'm going to put it right in the resolution that it's to contact Beaujolais. Mm-hmm. So that we all know who we are dealing with. We'll get that done for you. If I can have a mover, please.
Thank you.
Okay, seconder.
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
We'll bring that back to you.
Okay, new business, what we got?
What it is we had had an application out for, and we have not received any applications back. What I would like to recommend to council is that we start looking at different agencies to assist us. We have one that is that we were looking into, and it would be a fee-for-service type of thing. We also have another one that we found this morning that would be a free service. So if council would like, Public Works and I would start working on an initiative for you and bring it back to you to bring in a different employees from a different country.
Can we use something like that for employees for the whole RM, or is that just for us?
I would be looking after the municipality first if it was something that you would like me to do on a larger
scale. The whole community is looking for people. Every business that you hear of is looking for people. But I understand. We'll first do ours.
Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll get on that for you. Okay, so now your Public Offenses Act. I have a draft bylaw in there for you that you were looking at. Now, is there any information that you'd like to share with me now, or can I get you the bylaws that Faye and I think would be really important to put on here first of all? Would
yes.
that be okay?
Yes, for me, yes.
So we'll table it?
I couldn't tell you right now which ones you need and don't need.
We'll look into it.
Okay. Number three is Valley Fiber. Update to be received by the Eastern Regional Municipal Committee. That's actually
Rural Forum.
Rural Forum. Yesterday was changed. And so they're at yesterday at Rural Forum. You guys were all there. There were a lot of people there. Well, all municipalities in this whole area were there. And we have 350 towns that are getting it right now, and 64 municipalities. We brought up some of the concerns that we have with them, and the big one is restoration. They stood up there and said restoration will be done. It will be back in its original form, but they're all over the place. You don't know where the hell they are in my mind, but you know, anyway, that discussion definitely was held. And we got a number from them that people, that ratepayers can now call, and it will be on the web. And I think as we do our drive-through, this is one of the things we're looking at when we go through as a group to see some of these areas, because there are some driveways where everything is like, to me, I went by, I drove down Brookfield Road Saturday, and you know, I took a lot of pictures and of course showed them yesterday. So I think we'll go through there, and then we should bring them back in here somewhere, just have our own private meeting with them and bring it in as a delegation, so the public knows they're here, they can come visit. Is that okay or not?
I'm happy to. Let's wish as a council. Invite Valley Fiber.
Somewhere down the road once we get through a little bit. But yeah, they're not, they basically told everybody who was sitting there, whether, I mean, there was from Lackmore, everywhere, all the RMs were basically told us, everybody, we can't get to it tomorrow. We're going through, but we are going to fix it up. So I guess we have to keep watching and see what they do. This is going right through the province, and it's people want fast internet. They want it personally. I don't want any internet, so it doesn't matter. So that's where we're at. Okay. Then we'll go to. Are we okay with bringing them, asking to come in and
making
it a delegation when it's open?
Yes.
Okay.
You as council can ask anything. What they do with the request is up to them.
Yeah. Well, I just like if some that way some of the people that are even, you know, contact me, just come in and listen to them.
Well,
okay.
You're coming into our community next year, right? So
that's when they're, yeah.
It would be good to have them here before then.
Yeah, just to tell them we don't want no mess. Fire Department Bylaw Amendments, Bylaw Number 70P20, First Reading Resolution. Is anybody, before we even change that whole bylaw, has anybody got any other changes to the fire bylaw that you want to do? So we're not doing it once, twice, three times?
No,
this is
just the manpower.
This is just the manpower. And if anyone's wondering about manpower and thinking, well, there's that many, it's, they did a lot of checking, and it's in other areas. And what happens when you have a group, they're all volunteers, and most of them are workers or they're farmers. They just don't all attend. There's only so many of them that come to a call, so that's all. This was just increasing it a bit, wasn't it? Who's the fire department? You guys?
Fire
Want to talk about it? Go ahead.
No, it's
pretty soft, yeah.
Yeah, the window that they asked for.
Okay, so do we have a mover for that?
Okay.
Seconder?
It's Derek.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Number five, yeah, we'll finish. Number five, information from the rural municipality of Reynolds on their development tax and incentives program, as well as their offer and agreement to purchase document. I looked at this, I don't know much about this, Duncan, but I know you're on it. I think you and Delmer are on it. You guys want to talk about this?
I went over it. I mean, I wouldn't use their offer to purchase agreement, but there's some parts in their schedule that we could certainly use in something of our own for the residential portion. If we end up selling residential lots, converting some in the commercial subdivision.
So it's something we should review.
It's something we need to review and discuss and decide which parts we would want to use in ours.
Okay. So then it'll be tabled for a later date, see what we come up with and think about.
Yeah.
I think.
But I think we should be prepared if we're going to sell a lot. I think we should be looking at this sooner rather than later.
Okay, well then let's make an action to review this thing and see where we're at, bring it up to the next meeting, see if there's any changes. Let's, if we want to buy into any of those things that are on there, suggestions. Probably if anybody has any suggestions, then we should send it in.
Perfect. And would you like us to kind of formulate a little bit of a white mouth draft?
Mm-hmm.
That would be okay.
I mean, ideally, we should go over all of these 1 through 20 and figure out which ones would work for us.
Yeah, well, that's
okay. I mean, do we need to, should we be having a special meeting or something regarding this residential switchover at some point, or?
I don't think if there's a bad idea to have a meeting.
It's probably big enough to
I think there's an
discuss.
Hour of discussion for
yeah,
sure.
You can't discuss it just by taking one sentence.
Table 2 special meeting. So when would you be available for a special meeting to discuss that?
I'm good tomorrow.
Whenever. You know, but.
Don't we have to give notice for a special meeting?
We're in a public meeting and you're given notice, I'll be sure it goes on the website as well. But nope, definitely we'd like to everybody to know when you're
Delmer, special. You were busy this week.
Thursday and Friday I'm not available. I mean early Thursday morning I can do, but not to be early.
How early do I mean by early?
Six.
You have to be in time back by
what time?
It would have to be 9 or something.
Well, we could meet Thursday morning. I'm
fine.
I'm good.
9 o'clock's not early. I was just wondering what was.
I'm not good with Thursday morning.
You're not.
I can have they take it, no problem. I've had Friday morning here as well. So.
Well, what about tomorrow morning?
I'm good tomorrow morning.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Tomorrow I'm not available.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
we'd already said this week's not good. So.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, how long is this expected to be transferred over from commercial to residential? And
I'm going to have your
it's
meeting.
In the works.
Your bylaw will start. I'll have first reading at your bylaw for next meeting. So there's,
it's important we do this if we're going to accept anyone's proposed offer on these lots, so that we know what we're doing.
Because we're taking actually offers, maybe even before we got.
Yeah, but those are
nothing
just
residential.
Can we add it in on the 17th while we're already in for our ride around?
May I make a recommendation that we stay after today?
Yeah, I'm good with that.
Okay.
Good.
Okay, meeting's over.
So what you're doing is you're not having a special meeting. You're going to carry on your meeting after to go back to this in camera, is what you're going to do. So it's not a special meeting. You're going to discuss it more after this meeting. Once this is, you've got your in camera done, because you're going in camera for an offer, you're going in camera with your building inspector. So I would say that this will also go in camera, that you can now identify it as an in-camera thing. It's on your agenda to be dealt with. We don't need a special meeting.
Yeah, let's do that. Great.
Is that okay? So what you're doing is you're tabling it till later in the meeting.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, whatever the points you come up with are going to be public anyway next meeting.
Yeah. Number 6, Whitemouth Manor.
Oh, yes, I put them. Whitemouth Manor, well, I guess we don't have the pictures in.
Are they not right there, or I can't even get them if they're not right there?
Well, just,
did you bring them back to?
It's not, I don't have them, no. The Whitemouth.
I'll grab them.
Hey, did I take the pictures in with me, or do you have them?
No. I think she already gave them to me. To Whitemouth.
What we're doing with the Whitemouth Manor, first of all, does not fall under the RM of Whitemouth. But personally, the other day I went out there and visited those old folks. They're the ones that live in this community forever, and they got rooms. And if you look at some of those rooms, they're disgusting. And I know we brought it up before with our MLA, and he may have been working on it. I mean, I don't know, but we haven't, you know, nothing's happening, and I know as of today, there's 3 rooms that are empty.
Here, if you just want to.
And it would be really nice if those rooms are empty and they were fixed up for these people, because some of the rooms aren't very good. If you see some, I took a whole pile of pictures, because, again, it's not the RM's concern, and some people have told me that's not your concern. Maybe it isn't, but I still live here as a ratepayer. And what's going to happen to the, it's our home, it's our seniors who have lived here forever, and there's 3 rooms that are empty today, and there's so much repair work to be done. It looks like a dungeon in my mind, and it should be fixed up, and it should be fixed up for not a lot of money. I guess, well, now that I'm sitting there looking at Mark, what would have been really good if I would have had Mark with me that day when I took pictures, he could have told me how much it was going to cost. And that, you know, that would have been handy, but it's minimal. But they have to do something with it, and, you know, otherwise the next thing we're going to hear is that it's closed down. And then there you go again, you know. And so I asked Colleen, I took a whole bunch of pictures, I wrote on the back of the pictures what I thought was issues here, and they could put something together and send it to our MLA, and there was 3 other people that were on the list.
Yep. Manitoba Housing, yes, definitely.
Manitoba Housing, just to show a concern.
And our MLA and our MP.
Yeah, our MLA and MP, just to show a concern from the residents.
Do you
see
who owns
it?
I want them to come this way first.
Who owns the building?
Pardon?
Who owns it?
Manitoba Housing. But anyway, that's all I have. I just wanted to bring it on to that. We need some time with that, because, you know, I don't feel it's piddly. I just think it's ridiculous. That's the doors going into their little apartment.
This is embarrassing.
This is in
their apartments with the cracks coming down the walls.
This one here was on the hallway, but that's okay.
See the structure damage on the outside wall?
Here they've got this here, steps to go down to the river, but there's no railings. These people are 85 years old.
Yes.
Here they're walking outside. It doesn't look like much, but it's not level. Put a load of dirt in there so you don't trip and fall. I guess some of my safety background from my other years coming back in this. Well, this one here,
it's got to be our bridge.
Can I show you this one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have probably been better if I just held them up. Here's a crack in the wall that's been there. I was there last year and it's still there today. It's right by the front door. Okay, here. Oh, this again is the garbage. Not level. This one's not level.
I mean, one of those ramps are even
wrong? If you can see this, It's totally, this is a little walkway where all the wheelchairs go over. It's totally rusted out. Can you see, Mark?
Yep.
And it's totally rusted out. You can see the edges ready to fall apart. And I know I don't want to be sitting here doing this and stuff, but it's a huge concern of ours. It's a huge concern for this municipality. Unless they get this damn stuff fixed, because I'm not going to back off of this for a long time now. Here's the edge.
Is there a local manager or something? Or?
Yeah, they do, but it's probably, and I can't tell you if it's on deaf ears or not, but I looked last year and this is what it looked like, and I look a year later and it's still looking like that. So and I'm not saying this is coming directly from council, it's coming from a concerned ratepayer too. These are people that live here.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been here their whole lives. And so I'm hoping that the government can say, here's $100,000, fix this thing up. These are paid taxes for 90 years.
So have you sent them pictures?
We're putting the whole thing together. It's going to 4 different people. And, you know, I wrote on the back, here's some more entrances to their apartments.
Yeah, it's just time.
Okay?
It's time. It needs to be rendered.
Yeah.
I guess your concern is you just didn't want it to get worse.
I don't want it to get worse, and I don't want to be seeing it 2 years from now and they say the building's so bad we have to shut it down.
Mm-hmm. People don't want to move into it the way it is.
That's another one. They've got 3 empties, and I don't know, and I wonder how we're empty with 3 units. Because there's a waiting list everywhere in Manitoba.
I said, when you look at the pictures you've taken, it's not too appealing to move into, especially if you're...
Did you see some last fence one?
Yeah.
The first appearance? Where is that list again? Sorry, Colleen, the pictures. I got to show that one. That one just drives me crazy. Am I wasting time?
No!
Not at all. No, it's never. Community concerns is never a waste of time.
This one actually is the common room, but they don't use it because on the back side here, there's a 6-inch drop inside that building. Here's your entrance when you drive in. 2x6 there, falling apart, hasn't been painted for years. 2x8. The front. That's the building when visitors come to look.
How many units are there in there?
Shit, you don't want that. I'm not sure. I forget. 8, 10,
12,
12, maybe. 10 or
12.
Shouldn't be back and forth. No. I can't find it in here. Anyway, move on then.
So administration has...
Yeah, I'll go.
Yeah, I'll pass them. So administration's directed then to ensure that all levels of government are aware of your concerns at White Mouth Manor. Is that my direction?
Yes.
Thank you. So Mark, what I'll do is I'll
give
you copies
and
of these so that
I can
get together and...
I can go look. And if there's something that's a health or safety issue, I can say something, right?
See, we just want to make it better, not start...
Well, I know, but you say, listen, this has to be addressed, thank you.
Thank you very
for
much.
For me, I am not complaining about it, I'm not making a bitch about it or an issue, I'm just concerned
yeah.
for residents.
Yeah, we know that.
2 years closes down.
Guess to the point where they
I don't want that. Provincial government to be all pissed either. All right, we will move on, and I think now we are. We'll call this. We'll go into camera.
Please.
So, can we have a resolution to go into camera, please? Mover?
There's
something. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, hey! Oh, there.
Yes, I'll talk. Out of camera. Mover.
McDougall.
Seconder.
Stead.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so now my direction is to advise Mr. Duick that lots 1 and 2 are for sale for $25,000 each and lot 3 is not for sale. You've directed that administration ensure the completed schedule to accompany the offer of purchase be prepared and finalized as per your direction. And be it resolved that administration employees, excluding the chief administrative officer, rate of pay be hereby increased by 50 cents per hour commencing June 1st, 2023. May I call for adjournment, please? Oh, sorry, your mover for the admin?
Can we have a mover?
Stead.
Seconder?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Sorry about that. And may I please have a mover for adjournment at 4:03?
Stair.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I had excluded Council Deputy Honkey.